This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's time for the Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Thursday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Bear back with you on a Thursday afternoon edition of the show. The Top 5 at 5 brought to you by Citizens National Bank. Here's GP3.
Thanks, Russell. Here we go with number one. The Tennessee Smokies had their season debut last night, ended up falling by a score of 3-1. They will look for revenge tonight at 7 p.m.
Probably because you weren't there, Russ, rooting them on.
Hopefully the Smokies can get it going again.
Yeah, well, let's hope so that they can have a good team for that new stadium.
So I'm watching. I'm sorry, I got to interrupt here. Jake Paul and Floyd Mayweather had a press conference to promote their fight, and they got each other's face and started yelling. And this Jake Paul cat took Floyd's hat and ran off, and all hell broke loose.
Of course it did.
Riot and melee ensued. I gotta like the dude. He took his hat.
I thought that was Logan Paul. That was
Logan Paul. I'm sorry. They're
brothers.
I can't tell them apart.
The only thing you need to know is Jake Paul's the much better boxer of the two.
He took his hat. Jake Paul's the better boxer?
Yeah.
Then why is Logan Paul fighting?
Yeah, I don't know.
Best pound for pound fighter the last 20 years.
It's Jake Paul still. I guess he just doesn't want to fight any real boxers. But he's definitely the better of the two.
He's no Marvin Hagler.
Are they evenly matched in terms of weight? Paul looks a little bigger.
No, well, Paul, they're both. Yeah. They're both Paul.
Well, I'm talking about Paul and Mayweather.
Oh, Logan's bigger. Yeah, he's definitely the bigger one.
Right. Yeah, but one of these is, I guess you could make the argument, he's probably one of the best fighters that ever stepped in the ring, according to Terry Fair. But, I mean, the other guy's an amateur. I mean, what? If you're talking about getting in the ring with...
It's what boxing is now, man.
It's a money
grab.
It's
just silly fights and...
If you take all the personal stuff out of it, I don't know. I would never get into a ring with somebody like that. Because you never know, no matter what kind of contract you sign, you do have to really... It's kind of like being in a cage with a tiger, wouldn't you think?
With Mayweather?
You get to with a professional boxer and somebody like that that could actually, if they wanted to, could probably kill you pretty quick with their bare hands.
I was never huge into boxing, but wasn't Mayweather known for just dragging out the fight and like dodging and making his other opponent tired?
When he's fighting another professional boxer, especially somebody, and that's a strategy and a tactic he's using to keep from getting beat by somebody who could possibly beat him. But two jabroni brothers off damn YouTube,
right?
We're talking about Money Mayweather.
Well,
I'm just telling you, he can. I don't care what kind of tactician. You know,
I don't even know why we're talking
was.
About this. Yeah, I mean, it's
I have
not,
no idea,
it's not going to be a competitive fight.
No,
I mean, and that's why all this stuff. It's kind of, I mean, it's
sad.
It's like it's worse than pro wrestling.
It's sad that that's what
Vince
the sport of kings
are better.
Has become. But
it's just a joke.
That's why MMA's passed it.
All right, moving on. Number two, we touched on this a little bit, but Georgia did pass their name, image, and likeness bill today. But there is a kicker with theirs. 75% of the revenue that the player generates will be taken from them and redistributed to the rest of the student athletes.
Yeah, I don't see how that's going to fly well with the coaches who seemingly behind the push for these legislations, the universities, right? Because if our bill in Tennessee doesn't have that provision in there, that seems like something we could really beat on Georgia with in recruiting. Hey, you don't want to go to Georgia? Yeah, you could sign a $100,000 endorsement deal, but you're only going to see 25 grand of that, and the rest of it's going to be taken and divvied up to your teammates, whether they deserve any of it or not.
But will that help them get other players, if you think about it? Can they use that on the same hand, saying, hey, if you're not big enough to...
Yeah. But again, it's what I was talking to Callahan about. All these guys... Whether they're three stars or five stars, they all think they're the man.
Yeah.
They all think they're going to have the best career. It's a 3-year thing, and they're going to the league. None of those dudes come out of high school thinking, I might have to redshirt for a couple of years and then be a backup. And maybe if things go well, I can crack the lineup as a junior senior. Nobody thinks that way, but that's the way it works out for 75, 80% of them. So, yeah, I mean, I guess if you're a pragmatic prospect, you could look at it and say, well, if I go to Georgia, I'm at least assured of getting something because of the way they divvy that up. But nobody thinks like that, man, especially not these 17-year-old football players and their families. They're all looking to get paid yesterday.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. At number three, the Lions have extended Frank Ragnow. He is now the highest paid center in the NFL currently. He signed a 4-year, $54 million deal.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Usually you don't see centers getting that kind of money. So,
I mean, if I were the best center in football, yeah, I'd want to go play somewhere other than Detroit. But it's cool. Loyalty.
$54 million, go a long way. And you live like a, you know, do it right. I mean, it's Detroit.
Who's their quarterback now? Goff?
Yeah, Jared Goff.
Yeah. Good for them.
That may have something to do with why they want to keep him happy. Keep Goff happy.
All right, number four, not the last one. According to Adam Schefter, the Packers have begun exploring free agent quarterback options, as without Aaron Rodgers on their roster, the only quarterback they would have left is Jordan Love. So they are looking potentially for the replacement.
What the hell is the end game on this deal? Aaron Rodgers and Two-Tone? You would have, I guarantee you, would have a Titans Rodgers jersey.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not a jersey guy.
All you guys would be, you'd be full on. You'd grow the Rodgers stash out.
I don't think he's coming to the Titans regardless.
I don't think he is either, but make no mistake about that guy right there. You would be the biggest Aaron Rodgers Titans sheep there ever was.
I'd be a big fan. The battered Tennessee fan inside me thinks he hurt his knee on the first series of the first game, but I'm always looking for what could possibly go wrong. Worst case scenario, but
just as a Tennessee fan, you're conditioned to that.
It's like, let's just stick with Tannehill. He's made it through, 30 plus games now, starting without hurting himself.
Would it be worse if they did the trade? He comes to Tennessee and then just says, yeah, I think I'm going to retire instead. So let the trade go through, and then he just.
You can't do that.
After 1 year, he can't just.
After one season?
I guess he could.
I mean, he could.
Again, I don't know what his contract's like, so I don't know how much time he's got
left.
Which
is probably why they won't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Tannehill's, I
think,
32.
I need to look up and see the teams that are listed.
31, 32.
I know number four was the Dolphins, and they had like a 5% chance of landing him. I think it was the 49ers. Wasn't the Saints.
The Saints weren't on there?
Uh-uh. No, it was two AFC teams. And
the Colts should have just held out a little bit longer. Instead of signing Carson Wentz.
You think you'd have hated to see Aaron Rodgers in Indy? Brandon Ort's dolts, Russ? Wonder how he's doing at Dome. He seems to be better on grass. I don't know. I mean, guy's an MVP. Oh, he plays good inside and out, doesn't he?
Fire the dolts, I'd go all in. Here's the thing. If you're bargaining with the Packers, he's basically said he's not playing there. And if that's the feeling around the league, then –
maybe play a little bit harder than you normally would, just trying to get him.
Yeah. I mean, if you're the Packers, getting Tannehill would be a great out of that situation. Oh, yeah. And I know that that's a step down, but if the other option is going with Jordan Love or Carson Wentz or something like that.
Tua and Miami, if that's
Like bring me Tannehill. That's what I'm thinking. If I'm a Packers fan right now and I've kind of made peace and come to terms with the fact that
Rodgers
have done, yes, bring me Ryan Tannehill.
Hot take or cold take? Aaron Rodgers is a malcontent.
I don't think that's a hot take. I think it's just a matter of fact.
Right. He's just
not a great teammate.
Yeah.
All right, last one for today. Are you guys familiar with The movie Final Destination, the Final Destination movies?
I abhor them.
I know the concept. I've never actually watched one of those.
Okay.
It's where, for our listening audience doesn't know, it's where the characters in the movie find out when and how
death.
They're going to die or something.
No, no, they cheat death, and then death comes after him for the rest of the movie to set his account straight.
Well, one of the most famous ways that somebody died in that movie was they were driving behind a log truck, and the logs come off the truck.
I thought the famous one was a guy got decapitated on a roller coaster.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, there's like six movies or something like that.
So there's been a lot of...
But a man in Florida experienced a situation similar to this, but, I mean, survived, walked away with no injuries. Incredible. A truck, like, they rammed into each other, and the rebar from the construction truck went right through the front of his car, just missing his right leg going through the center console.
Okay.
Cool. It's a pretty remarkable when you look at the pictures. I thought this was a pretty cool story. All right, I guess I'm going to get flamed for this. I thought this was really cool.
It's not just so much flamed. I mean, you were almost home. You had a great top five.
Listen.
You know what this is? This is you blowing your tires out.
This is everybody's biggest.
Coming to the checkered flag and turn for it. Daytona,
everybody's biggest fear
on the top five
is
five.
Driving behind one of those log trucks on the interstate.
I've never seen anybody crash and burn like this.
Let's put the poll in the field. Is that everybody's biggest fear, driving behind one of those log trucks on the interstate?
Maybe not their biggest fear, but if you have the option of driving behind one of those trucks or getting in the opposite lane, which one are you going to do? You're going to get in the opposite lane.
I fear the car carrier more than the logging truck.
I'm more scared of being in between two big semi trucks on
the
interstate.
Oh, yeah, and getting the Malachi
crunch.
That's
much more nerve-wracking to
me. But I'm just saying, dynamite, top five, and then you miss the landing.
Well, they can't all be winners, but I thought this was a cool story. This is something that
you always want to stick the landing guy. That's all I'm saying. Just a word of advice.
Maybe I'll redeem myself with a hot take, cold take later.
I hope so. I think you got it in you.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I thought it was interesting because
just a good rule of thumb. I don't think you guys are both wrong here.
I don't think it's nearly as interesting as you thought it was. Fair. I don't think it's as bad as you're making it out to be, Bear. I think that was just a average run of the mill top 5 at 5 kicker, and that's all we need to.
All right,
just
fine.
Let it go.
We'll move
okay.
along.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's fine.
Russ missed my space wine one from yesterday.
Has anybody ever told you that you closely, and I mean closely, resemble a young Billy Powell from Lynyrd Skynyrd?
No, I've never gotten that.
Huh.
Top 5 at 5. Brought to you by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of The Drive. They're online at cnbtn.com. And you want to make sure your money's good, right? You want to make sure it's safe. You know where it's at. You want to make sure it's earning a little bit. 1.75% annual percentage yield on their checking accounts over there. It's pretty good. And also help you out with some investing, mortgages, things like that. Great folks over there at Citizens National Bank. We are very lucky to have them here on The Drive and invite you to go check them out at cnbtn.com. Very sad news coming out of Texas.
Oh, no. What's happened?
That's very sad, man. University of Texas linebacker Jake Ellinger, the younger brother of Sam Ellinger, the former quarterback there, has been found dead.
What?
Yeah. Police said they received a call about 12:18 p.m. today and found Jake Ellinger. Authorities did not specify how they found him, but said his death is not considered suspicious. No other details or cause of death has been released.
Oh, my God.
And this is really tragic. It's just tragic, but he was made a little bit of news over the weekend. He didn't play there. I don't know if he was a walk-on, just hanging out with his brother, but he arrived at Texas in 2019 and did not play the last two seasons. But his brother Sam was drafted by the Colts over the weekend in the 6th round, and NFL Network accidentally showed Jake. I guess they didn't know the difference of the two, so they showed the brother, and today he's passed away.
Golly,
yeah.
I mean, that's just sickening.
Very sad situation.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it looks like we have more storms coming through tonight. Is that what I'm seeing? Nashville's about to get it, which means we'll get it like a couple hours later. app looks good. Stay in your lane, Russell. What do you think you are? Some kind of meteorologist? Trying to cut in on Todd Howell's action? Come on, man. What are you doing?
Let's go get some rain today?
That's what this graphic I'm seeing, Davey Hudson put it out there.
Davey Hudson, what? Russ, it is 5:16 in the afternoon.
Well, don't shoot the messenger.
Me
I'm
and you
saying.
Both know that Davey Hudson could very easily be 10 deep and
it's
getting right.
The 9 storm track team, Thursday, 5 p.m. radar satellite. I see a big line of storms with lots of red in it. You know red is bad, right? It's tornado season headed right towards Nashville. And,
Antarctica.
The dad in me is thinking, oh, man, going to have rain tonight. So you don't think like that yet, do you, GP3? You're just like, whatever, rain. Get to I don't know when it is. Sometime in your mid, late 30s, all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm going to have rain tonight. I got to get ready. Well, I've got to prepare.
I've told y'all stories about
there's anything we could do.
About my dad before being wild when it comes to snakes and stuff. He's also one of like a storm chaser type. So rain means tornadoes.
I really never understood those people.
GP3 is like the most laid back, chill dude. It's like, GP3, your hair's on fire. It's like, oh, yeah. I'm going to have to go stop, drop, and roll.
Is your dad turkey man?
And his dad.
Is he what?
His dad's like a nut. He's telling us these stories about his family. His family's like the.
It sounds like basically like Guy and his dad will be in a canoe in some, you know, crazy swamp. It sounds like Florida. And his dad will just see a water moccasin, jump out of the boat, dive in and get it.
I mean, that did happen.
Is that one of those things like you grew up and your dad was constantly doing all these wacky things and you went the other way? You just said, I don't want to be like that. I want to be a little bit more laid back, a little bit more even keeled.
I've got two questions after you answer that.
I don't know necessarily if that's how it went. I've learned a lot more about his upbringing, I guess, ever since I moved out of the house. I guess he wasn't as crazy when I was in the house. It's ever since I left.
Well, yeah, it's what dudes do. They settle down when their kids come.
Okay, first off, does he wear animal skin? He's caught and tanned himself as clothing.
No, he does not do that. Okay. He wears Crocs. He wears Crocs, cargo shorts, and like a dad t-shirt, no matter what the weather is. It could be 20 degrees outside.
What exactly is a dad t-shirt?
Like one that like my sister might have gotten him for like Father's Day that says like world's greatest dad.
Oh, really? An actual dad t-shirt.
Yeah, something like that.
You're not saying like dad shoes. It's
pro move
style,
there.
Just an actual
pro move.
Or like an Old Navy shirt that just says like number one dad. Just something like that. He wears that's like his
cargos
style.
And Crocs.
Cargos, Crocs, and a t-shirt, no matter what the weather is.
And can he do that deal?
Dads
that,
will do
that,
have,
where if he's yeah. got a snake by the tail, can he snap it and like snap its head off?
What?
I mean, I've never seen him what do it, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Let me go to the phones.
Sure.
Stop talking.
You know you
GP3's
can do that.
Dad.
You do realize that's possible.
No, I don't realize that's
you
possible.
You crack it like a whip and its head okay. will pop off.
All right. Thank you. Keep that in mind.
Just saying.
Andy is next. Good afternoon, Andy.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Right.
You there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead, man.
Hey, I was wanting to call in. I think I called in yesterday or day before yesterday, and you guys were on the topic of your all-time Tennessee squads where you were doing, like, out-of-state, you were doing the blood and guts team and stuff. So I really enjoyed that topic, and we were kind of having some water cooler talk at work. And, I was born in 86, so... One of the guys, like I know a lot of the 90s, but there's some other people from the 90s that I wasn't as familiar with, so I was kind of wanting to run this guy by you because the guy at work is really high on this guy, and he played cornerback here apparently, and I'm just vaguely familiar with him. His name is Ray Austin.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know him that well. Was he a big deal?
Oh, yeah. Ray Austin was a great player. Back in the day, mid '90s, I think might have been with in Peyton's class, and then he got into TV somehow. I think he works for a production company or something like that. But yeah, Raymond Austin was a great VFL back in the day. Mid-90s, played a lot of safety, as I recall, from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah, this guy, he was labeling more as a cornerback because I think you all were looking for like maybe a defensive back, cornerback from out of state. So I was kind of getting in, and I got given some homework to go do some research, which is nice. I love watching old UT stuff. But this guy says, we looked him up, of course, and Google tells us that his last year at UT was 1996. So you're spot on with the mid-90s, and that he was from Edmond, Oklahoma. He rants and
that sounds
about
right.
This play.
It's, yeah.
Edmond, Oklahoma.
Yeah. And he rants and raves about this play about we were playing Vanderbilt, and he was like, yeah, I know Vandy sucks, but they tried to run, especially in the 90s, but they tried to run a fake punt, and apparently this guy sniffed it out and ran over the punter, panicked, because he realized he knew what was going on, and he tried to pitch the ball to a running back, and this guy was a monster and just tackled them both, like, simultaneously for a tremendous loss or something. So,
I don't remember that particular play, but I remember Raymond Austin. Well, he started in the secondary for several years, and he might have been a corner as well. So
He was a very aggressive individual.
Good call.
Yeah, I like hearing these. You know, maybe lesser known guys that don't get talked about a lot. So, and I like going and looking up the old games and stuff. So now I'm gonna have to go back to '96 and
figure out what game it is and tweet at one of us if you find it. I'd like to see the play.
Yeah,
out of the ether, I vaguely recall it.
That was back in that era too, man, when we were so good, we were murdering everybody.
Oh, when Tennessee actually had
for Vanderbilt.
Well, that's because Woody Wadenheifer was there.
They would just every year.
I mean, have you ever seen them Manning and Weidenhofer talk about the other? It was like those. Peyton says it was like a chess match he'd have with him.
I think the Peyton senior year, the 97 team, won the SEC championship. I want to say that game was maybe 14-7.
Yeah.
Like, it was not.
Like, you can go. Peyton's talked about those Vanderbilt games, and he's specifically talked about Woody Weidenhofer and the chess match that they'd have. Because he was such a. Weidenhofer was a defensive. He did put several DBs in the NFL.
I want to say Weidenhofer, was he the defensive coordinator on the. Steel Curtain teams, Chuck Knowles, Steelers.
That I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
I know he coached in the NFL for a long time.
Yeah, but he's highly respected. I mean, he's a defensive genius. He just was Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
So,
anything else, Andy?
I'm just ever fascinated by the role players, you know, in Tennessee history. We beat the big names to death, you know, that everybody knows. We all love them.
No, sure.
But
you're right, though.
Some of the lesser known guys that are just as important at times, you know? You got to have those guys, too.
Oh, yeah.
The guys that may have only made one or two plays, but they were really important plays.
I remember Dooley talking about that. Everybody wants to hear this, right? That's a great way to start a story.
I remember Dooley talking about this.
But it's true. He just couldn't do it. Okay.
Right.
That's the thing about a lot of these guys. They knew what they needed to do. They just couldn't do it because they weren't good enough. But he said, you got to get your core guys. You know, everybody can't be a four-star, five-star athlete on the outside. You got to have those good guys, who linebackers who play a lot of special teams for you. Come in and play a little linebacker in a pinch, but they can't all be stars. I remember at the time thinking, I don't know why
there's
stood
a lot
out.
Of truth in it.
Exactly. Yeah, there is a lot of truth in it.
I mean, I think he's a complete moron, but he's right about that.
He couldn't do it because not only could he not get enough of the star players, but the quote unquote core guys that he was talking about really sucked.
Yeah, it's his core guys suck.
Did not need to be.
And in all actuality, you could make an argument that the big time skill people he brought in were just fine. Man, you take but Tyler Bray, Justin Hunter, Derek Rogers, Michael Rivera, wasn't he a Rivera guy?
I know you don't think Cordero Patterson was very good.
No, I mean Cordero Patterson. No, I mean
probably
absolutely
at the top
do.
Of that list.
Yeah, Cordero and Dooley had a good line. What, his first year or first and second year both? He inherited.
No, you got that backwards. He built up a good line.
Butch wasn't the one who inherited the good line with Tiny Richardson. And
okay. Wow, the years kind of run together with bad coaches. Thank you,
Andy. Appreciate the phone call. We're going to take a quick timeout. The drive continues. 865-546-8200. If you want to check in with us, 546-8200. We'll do a little hot take, cold take coming up.
The drive.
Hot take, cold take, presented by Blue Water Climate Control. GP3, what do you got?
All right, starting things off today with a little baseball hot take. Tennessee will sweep Missouri this weekend.
Oh, that's a big hot take. Did you see the video of the poor freshman who did not get the right memo at the airport?
Yes, in full uniform. Just
his baseball uniform?
Yeah. Evan Russell tweeted this out that evidently they have themes for travel. It's a baseball thing, right? It's right. Like, oh, it's we're going to dress
baseball
up.
Baseball guys are weird.
Yeah, we're going to dress up three-piece suits 1 week, or we're going to do Halloween costumes. I don't know. Evidently, the travel theme today was jerseys. And so the guys are wearing their favorite baseball jersey or basketball jersey, football, whatever.
Right.
They're rocking their favorite jerseys. And was it it's the really fast freshman left fielder that we have. Is it Stewart?
That sounds right. Let me see.
It's Evan Russell. Guy's going to be a great player. He shows up
in his uniform,
in his Tennessee baseball uniform that he actually wears in the game.
Talking like hat and all, head to toe.
White pants,
cleats,
orange jersey, hat. I don't know if he's wearing cleats.
If he's wearing cleats, that's a boss move, and that's going to be my favorite player until he leaves here.
To the airport.
Hell yeah.
And so all the guys are clowning him.
It was Kyle Booker.
Kyle Booker, yeah. And he's just.
Should have given him the one-fingered salute. It's his favorite. That tells me he's all vol. That's his favorite jersey. Tennessee.
He's not wearing cleats. I'm looking at it now.
That would be really uncomfortable to take off in the line there. Take your cleats off, put them in the bucket.
I mean, cleat guy in the airport's probably getting a second look. Anybody crazy enough to? Seems like it'd be kind of dangerous too. Cleats on
especially tile. Because in baseball you wear the metal spike cleats.
Got to take them off, man. Yeah. Hop in that Kyle X-ray Booker. Thing.
So,
did he do it on purpose or did he misunderstand? Because to me, it sounds like he did it on purpose.
To me, it sounds like he misunderstood. No.
Yeah,
it sounds like
they wouldn't have clowned him so hard if he
a weirdo baseball guy. If I were he should have talked to me first. I'd be like, man, you got to play that off,
bro.
Yeah,
that's what he should have done.
And even if it was just he thought they were supposed to wear his own jersey, why was he come in full uniform?
Like, tell me that would be bad advice for that young man. Act like you meant it.
Did your favorite jersey. Baseball locker rooms. Typically not very forgiving towards the lower guys on the totem pole.
A freshman.
No, that's a tough gig.
Hey, he's fast, so he can outrun them all.
Barry, do you ever answer the hot take, cold take?
Oh, no, it's cold.
We're not going to sweep Missouri?
Mm-mm. I really don't think we are. Just history. If you look at statistics, baseball's a statistic sport. There's a disturbing one around my guy. I'm backing him up 100%. I hope we get the sweep. Tony Vitello, not too successful against Mizzou. All time.
What do you think that means?
I don't know. Could be just a bugaboo for him.
Think he doesn't go lean into it quite as hard against his alma mater?
Let me tell you something. I got a feeling if Vitello's grandma is coaching another SEC school, he's looking to just destroy. He's going to round up the score.
I think we actually hired his grandmother a couple of coaches ago, but yeah.
Vitello's grandma.
That'd be a great Twitter name.
Tony Vitello's grandma. Nah, that's cold. I think we might drop one.
All right, next one I got for you. Aaron Rodgers right now is better than Tom Brady.
I mean, athletically, he's better. But the thing is, you have to give Brady, and I think a big reason to his success, he just has that it factor. Guys want to be around him. He inspires others. He brings out the best in others. I don't think Rodgers has that.
Well, I mean, Brady found the perfect team. He found a coach and an organization that would basically let him handpick his key core guys at skill position. Look at who he's brought in.
Well, here's the question. Switch him. Put Brady on the Packers and Rodgers on the Bucks, and what do you think happens?
Brady's probably playing in the NFC Championship game, and from there it's a crapshoot for any of those guys, even Brady or Rodgers. With Brady, you're probably going to the Super Bowl. I mean, he's proven over the years he'll win those games.
I don't know.
I think it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
I think it's just a coin flip, right?
I mean, I prefer Aaron Rodgers, but I think
this is how bad Tom Brady is.
Aaron Rodgers is likable compared to Tom Brady to me. I'd much rather root for Aaron Rodgers. Most people would disagree
with you on that, obviously. But I think that my brain tells me Rodgers is better. My gut tells me Brady's probably better.
Well, it's like I always say, winners win and losers lose, and Brady's got a lot of W's.
But you don't think Rodgers is a loser, do you?
No.
I think that – See,
but I don't put it.
I disagree with winners win and losers
you,
lose.
You go back to that.
There's all big in between there.
That playoff game between the Packers and the Bucks.
There's
this
people
past
up
year.
Here, and I mean, I've got friends of mine. I guarantee you're listening to me right now. I'm blown away that I'd actually say this, but I mean, there's just that I put him up there. But I mean, they just got to be realistic. I mean, there's this upper tier, and it's the multiple guys, the guys that win multiple Super Bowls. They're just better.
All right. Good leaders.
Yeah.
All right, last one I got for you. A Slim Jim is the best go-to gas station snack.
Just stop, man. Just go home.
What?
Just go.
You watch your mouth.
Just get your stuff.
Hold what?
Time out. Here's what you do. Here's
a pro. And finish the podcast. But after that, you could just walk right out of it. That is a cold take. Slim Jims, first of all, they're just bad. It's just a bad food. I'm not even really sure what is in it. It's not the best thing in there. There's tons better things in there. Those crappy donuts they have are better than a Slim Jim.
You got to understand, you're at a gas station. When you're driving, you can't eat a powdered donut.
That is an intricate. Both of you are wrong. It is a hot take, but only as a component. You can build a decent gas station meal.
Oh my God.
Slim Jim, a 24-ounce Pepsi, ice cold.
Is the Pepsi always the cornerstone of any good bear meal? Because it's always included.
Yeah.
So gross.
Over crushed ice.
GP3, you are doing a fantastic job on your diet. You're losing weight. You're working out. We're all super proud of you. You should know. This should be one of the key lessons
Slim Jim, like
that
the
you've
long
learned
original.
In this They're journey incredible. That you're on. There's no good. You don't eat at the gas station, man.
I'm
There's
just
no
saying
good
if you have to.
I don't eat from the gas station anymore, but I'm saying if you're on a road trip and you're hungry, you need something to eat,
you
I'm going to grab a Slim Jim.
And you find a Panera Bread or a Subway or somewhere, and you get yourself
so you can
a
fall asleep
30 food.
Miles down the road and run off the interstate down there around Roane County? No. You pack on some sugar and caffeine like those chocolate Hostess donuts have.
No, that's
And then you wash absolutely. It all down with a damn near liter of
this
cola.
This segment of Awful Advice brought to you by Bear.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm a child of the South, man. Never pretended to be anything else. Yes, Slim Jims are a delicacy.
A Slim Jim and a Yoo-Hoo.
Okay.
I never got any Yoo-Hoo. I respect your right to be into it, though. I didn't like chocolate-flavored water. I thought that was kind of gross. I just drink chocolate milk.
I don't drink them anymore.
But, I mean, who the hell really wants to drink milk when it's hot outside? It's kind of gross, don't you think?
See, I like
milk. Are you a big
milk
drinker?
I like milk. I drink just plain white milk.
Like whole milk?
Just by itself?
2%. 2%.
You
need to go down
get yourself
skim.
A glass of milk?
You need to go down to skim, buddy. Yeah.
No.
With nothing to eat. You're just drinking milk.
You don't need all that milk
I mean,
fat.
Like, if it's late at night or something, then probably not. But, like, early in the morning when you wake up, good glass of milk to
what
start
kind
the day.
Of what kind of program are you on right now? Because the
that's a lot of
dairy,
lactose.
Very very out right now. People don't think dairy is very good for you.
Well, I mean, dairy. I've experimented with almond milk, but I don't really like the taste of almond milk.
Get a little almond milk on your cereal, a little muesli.
Well, see, I don't really eat cereal. I've never
like
been
that.
A big
no?
cereal person.
Oh, you're
you know, humans milk. Are the only species that drinks another species' milk willingly. Or not out of
what
necessity.
Show is that? What is that from?
I have no idea. It's just in my brain.
I've heard it too.
Yeah,
but from something.
Especially if you've eaten, it's true. It's like chocolate or peanut butter. A glass of milk to wash that down.
It's true. I do
now,
not.
Wait, yeah, because you're like big.
I don't
like,
drink much stand, milk anymore. But you do. There's certain things. With warm brownies, warm cookies, fresh out of the oven.
The forms must be kept.
I feel like that's why milk exists, is for those situations.
PB&J. Drink anything besides milk?
I'm not anti-milk.
PB&J?
I just think there's a reason that a lot of people can't tolerate it. It's because it's a little rough on the tummy.
That is the only food item that I cannot eat and drink Pepsi-Cola at the same time. It's PB&J. It has to be milk. Or it just tastes disgusting. The only thing. Pretty much anything else.
That's not. The only thing is
you name a food and I'll tell you whether or not I can drink.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. That is Hot Take, Cold Take, brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. Remember, Blue Water wants to reward fan-run listeners to show its appreciation for all the referrals they've been getting from us. To do that, they are giving you a discount on all services and repairs, which is a great thing because this is that weird quasi time of year where you're going back and forth, heat at night, AC during the day. And unfortunately, sometimes when you do that, problems pop up. If a problem pops up, you need to call our friends at Blue Water Climate Control. Like so many others have before, you can go online and read their reviews, and you'll see story after story about how other companies tried to fix their problem, but Blue Water is the one that did it the right way, got it done right on time. Call the guys who do the right repair the right way first time. That's Blue Water Climate Control at 865-299-2290, 865-299-2290 for Blue Water Climate Control. Final segment coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Back to wrap things up after this.
The Drive.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Russ LeBaire wrapping up on a Thursday afternoon / evening edition of the show. Former dispatcher in a suburb of New Orleans has been arrested, accused of refusing to return more than $1.2 million that had been accidentally deposited into her brokerage account. 33-year-old Keelan Spadoni was taken into custody Wednesday on charges of theft valued over $25,000, bank fraud, and illegal transmission of monetary funds. The report said she was fired by the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office after her arrest. She's being held at the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center on $50,000 bonds. Unknown if she has an attorney. She's accused of immediately moving the funds to another account and using some of the money to buy a new car and a house. Authorities said a clerical error had caused Charles Schwab, a major financial services corporation, to deposit more than $1.2 million into her brokerage account when it only meant to transfer about $82 back in February.
And this bird just goes, she just snatches it and runs. And
she thinks her investments are finally paying off.
She's burning.
Yep.
She just went completely mental and spent all that money.
When the bank attempted to reclaim the money, the request was rejected because the money was not available. They said they later found that she had moved the funds into another account. Okay, that's pretty shady. I do think, though, if you're Charles Schwab, all right? You're one of the biggest investment firms in the world. You make a mistake like that, I feel you got to give her something, man. I mean, imagine if you've got a bank account with, you know, a couple hundred bucks in it, maybe $1,000, and all of a sudden, or you're saving, it's your emergency fund. You got several grand in there, and all of a sudden you wake up one day and there's $1 million in there.
Simple rounding error.
Like,
it's a simple rounding error.
I think that the you have to give it back. You have to call your bank or your brokerage firm and say there's been a mistake here. But the other side of that
not a mistake is you have to call and be like, look, where did this come from?
Yeah, absolutely. But the other side of that
is it's mine.
I feel like
make sure
you have to be
You got to double check.
You can't tease somebody like that. And I don't know what that
line is. It's not about
is.
Teasing, man. If you see, if you know in your heart you didn't do anything to get $1.8 million.
No, nobody's arguing. But I feel like there should be a rule. If you make a mistake that big, Charles Schwab should be like, you know what?
I'd give him $100K. 10%.
Yeah. I feel like
50K. I feel like 50K.
At least.
I kind of feel like if you give her $5,000, that would be good enough. Because at the end of the day, it was a mistake. That wasn't her money. And when you look at your account and you see something like that, what you should do as a normal, functioning, sane human being is to call your bank and be like, hey, why is all this money in my account? Is this really mine? Because if it is, I'm getting ready to go buy some stuff.
She lost her job and went to jail.
That's how that works when you do something like that, yeah. What would be the first thing you would buy if you got like 1.8? Like I'd really like to go buy that fire truck that's for sale down there in Kingston Pike.
I thought it was an ambulance.
No, it's a fire truck. Although an ambulance would be cool. They've got like an orange and white old over off Broadway. I see it all the time. It's like an old school, like 1960 ambulance.
That's a good question. Like I don't know what I would immediately do. If it's just boom, $1 million, there wasn't some long process and lawyers involved that you have to go through to get it. It's just you're $1 million richer immediately.
How much would it cost for us to go to Istanbul and see City play Chelsea?
They say they're gonna allow like 30,000 fans in that thing too.
You get that kind of money, you could splurge on a trip like that.
That's probably what I would do is plan a cool trip or something.
I'd pay off my student loans.
There you go.
Because I do think, if money were no object, that'd be a fun trip to take. If you're, like, super rich, go to Istanbul to watch Man versus Chelsea.
That was, that was not good. Meanwhile, restaurants nationwide facing a chicken shortage. No chicken tenders, no wings, no breasts.
It's an outrage.
It's an outrage. It's a national disaster is what it is. A nationwide poultry shortage. Consumers' demand for the bird has surged amid the coronavirus, with Americans turning to comfort foods and buying more chicken sandwiches from fast food restaurants like KFC, McDonald's, and Popeyes. As millions of Americans sat idle during stay-at-home orders last year and ordered chicken meals from local restaurants, poultry producers have been unable to keep pace, as well as outbreaks of coronavirus in meat processing plants early on. And it's weird, isn't it, how the stuff that happened last year, it shows up later.
Well, no, I mean, it's still going on. None of these processing plants, that's a euphemistic term there, all this stuff, I know specifically just about like in the food with like chicken wings, high quality deli meat's hard to get right now. It's hard for some restaurants to get their normal level of quality of beef.
So the missus and I are going out to eat tonight.
You're gonna pay.
I was hoping to get a good ribeye. That's what I really got my heart on.
I'm sure you can get a good ribeye right now. It just depends on how much you want to.
Pricey.
I mean, it depends on how nice a place you're going.
Expensive anyway.
If you're going to a place where it's like market price, yeah, you're going to be paying. You'd be paying if you want a ribeye. A good one.
Over $30?
Depends on where you go. Absolutely. I mean, there's some couple of spots in town. Absolutely. You get a good one out on Chapman Highway, that joint. Y'all ever go out there?
The Old Steakhouse?
Yeah.
Love Ye Olde Steakhouse.
It's been a while. It's just a little bit safer getting in and out. Chapman Highway terrifies me. I mean, absolutely terrifies me. Always has.
My quick Chapman Highway, driving on Chapman Highway story. I'm driving out towards Seymour one day, and I'm in the left lane. You know, it's a 4-lane thing. I'm in the left lane. Traffic everywhere, right? People are moving 50 miles an hour. It's Chapman Highway. It's dangerous, like you're talking about. And the lanes are not big, right? And there's just a double yellow line in the middle. So the cars are zooming by on the other side. I see this truck coming up towards me in the other side. And it drops one of those, you know, those white industrial buckets, like maybe 2 or 3 feet high. Just
15-gallon bucket. Yes, I'm familiar with them. Yeah. What was in it?
Nothing. One of these things falls off a truck.
Bounces.
And it's bouncing into my lane. I can't swerve because I got traffic on either side of me.
No, you're just taking it. You got to hold your line.
I'm just taking
it. It's like NASCAR at that point.
And it,
hold your line.
It wedges up under my car. Like making
doesn't
this
matter.
Awful noise. I'm freaking out. I'm trying to slow down gradually. I've got my blinker on. I'm trying to get over. It's
still
just,
maintaining your line, though, right? Because you're on Chapman Highway. You don't maintain your line, you could die.
I didn't wreck.
But
it was.
You can't go drifting. That's what makes it so dangerous.
It's not good.
And people freak, and they can't maintain their line, and they end up in the other lane, and then you get what you get on Chapman Highway, which is why I don't drive on it.
And we didn't talk about this story from earlier in the week, but we can't rob you of this one.
Hit me.
Bizarre incident at Kid Rock's Big Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse in Nashville over the weekend.
I'm about to get a drink of water. This is a bad story.
I frequented that location. Frequented
what the?
That location
you,
before.
You're a big fan of Kid Rock's Big Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse?
I used to live in downtown Nashville. I used to go down there all the time.
I used to live in
COVID.
Downtown Nashville. Big ass honky tonk and sports. What is it called?
The Kid Rock's Big Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse. According to reports, a drunk man used his colostomy bag as a weapon during an altercation with police officers.
You've seen this?
See,
pile of
this
crap?
Is why police officers get way too much crap. Literally,
pun.
Way
pun
too
pun
much.
Intended.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Like, I
you can't
feel
pay
like,
me enough to deal with
I would
this.
Have looked the other way if somebody's slinging. Look, this is just my thoughts on it. If you're dumb enough to sling a bag of your poo on law enforcement officials, I kind of feel like that. I mean, they don't need to kill you, but they ought to get to beat the crap out of you. If you throw poop on me, I'm beating the crap out of you.
They said that the man was drunk outside of the restaurant, blocking the emergency exit. He refused to leave. When officers arrived on the scene to assist security workers, the suspect reportedly pulled his colostomy bag out of the front part of his pants and began swinging around like a weapon, like he's like he's Mel Gibson in Braveheart. He's using it as a ball and chain weapon. He's got his colostomy bag. And a police officer, like, what the hell do we do with this guy? This dude's wielding a colostomy bag like a weapon at us right now. I also think, listen, I understand life comes at you fast. We're all dealing with our various health concerns or whatever. I just feel like you've got a colostomy bag. This guy's 39 years old. Evidently has multiple tattoos, including at least one that appears to be linked to neo-Nazi imagery.
Of
He's a real winner. I feel like you're 39 years old. Whether you're a Nazi or not, you got a colostomy bag. Stay home. I just feel like at a certain point.
Was he out doing Nazi things?
Maybe you're not supposed to be at Kid Rock's Big Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse with your colostomy bag.
I mean, it's a.
It's just one of those things. I'm not saying you can't have any fun, and maybe you get to go out from time to time, but getting wasted at Kid Rock's Big Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse in Nashville, probably not a place you need to be. I don't know. Is that
I'm
is that
just
rude?
Surprised. I didn't realize he was a Nazi guy.
He had tattoos.
I'm kind of fascinated by Nazi guys.
It's a jail thing, man. It's a prison thing.
You think so? I mean, I guess it is.
You don't just grow up and like, oh, I'm going to be a Nazi now. No, it's you go to prison, and the next thing you know, you're just trying to avoid being assaulted and have your life ruined. So you link up with guys who will take you in. And the next thing you know, you got a swastika on your chest.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take your word for it. It's odd to me. But I've watched a lot of World War II stuff lately. I'm like, you guys pretty much got your ass kicked. Like, so bad that I don't know if I'd want to show my face again if I were you guys. For fear of just getting my absolute ass kicked again. I'm never going back in that neighborhood. Not showing my face. That's how bad they got their ass kicked.
The Germans?
Always couldn't. Yeah, the Nazis.
Was it? I mean, it was close for a while.
Psh.
You heard of the Battle of the Bulge, right? I mean, it was D-Day was not a walk in the park. Lots of people died.
Yeah.
There's a reason we've dropped two atomic bombs towards the end of it.
I watched all of that. You want to see some crazy stuff? Get on into the Pacific, my friend.
I'm aware. I went to history class. It's sad. It's sad.
I mean, they were really willing to die.
It's especially sad for the people of Kid Rock's big honky-tonk.
Sorry, I sidetracked Treasure Store
and Steakhouse. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thank you. Thank you, GP3. Thank you, Bear. I'm Russell. Have a great evening. We'll do it again tomorrow, 3 to 6, right here on Fan Run Radio.